SOP 280. Today we're talking about the 27 steps to iTunes.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005, I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson, thanking you so much for tuning in. If you're new to the show, this is where we talk about all things podcasting, from planning to promoting to monetizing, all of the above. Everything you need to start a podcast is right here at theschoolofpodcasting.com. I would love to hear from you if you have any comments on this show. If you have any ideas for future shows, call them in, courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. That's 888-563-3228. You can also email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com, or you can leave a comment out at our show notes. Just go to schoolofpodcasting.com. On the show today, I'm going to tell you exactly how to launch a podcast. So if you're like looking for the all-encompassing episode, this is it. I'm going to tell you how. Step by step, there's 27 steps to get to iTunes. Before we get to that, I want to get to my good buddy Fred Castaneda from The Struggling Entrepreneur. He's got a last five and five. Now, if you're new to the show, this isn't what are your five favorite podcasts, but what were the last five podcasts that you listened to, and can you explain it in less than 5 minutes? So here is Fred.
Hey, Dave. This is Fred Castaneda speaking from www.strugglingentrepreneur.com, podcast about lessons learned and resources for successful entrepreneurs. Anyway, Dave, just listened to Ray Ortega interview you on the Podcaster Studio, and I was grateful that he got the last five and five from you. I was wondering if you were going to be doing that on your show, so let me just prime the pump a little bit and give you my last five and five. Last five podcasts I listened to: The Podcaster Studio, Ray Ortega, the podcaster instructor, as well as a great guy that interviewed you. Number two, School of Podcasting. Listen to your episode. Number three, No Agenda, Adam Curry and John C. Dvorak. And number four, Manager Tools, with Michael Ozan and Mark Horstman. And the last one of my five and five is The Audacity to Podcast, Daniel J. Lewis. Anyway, that's my five and five. Dave, thanks a lot. Keep it up. And let's have some more five and fives from your audience. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much, Fred. I deeply appreciate that. We'll have links to those out in the show notes. Just go out to schoolofpodcasting.com. But when it comes, we're going to talk about launching a podcast now. When it comes to launching a podcast, it can seem overwhelming. And a lot of times people get discouraged and they don't launch a podcast because they see what all goes into it and realize that I kind of laid this out. It looks like there's 27-ish steps to launch a podcast. Now, once it's launched, that 27 steps gets boiled down to 8. So keep that in mind. And I always tell people, it's a little bit like tying your shoes. When you first go to learn how to tie your shoes, it's really, really hard. You just can't get it. And then finally, somebody shows you, like in my case, it was my dad, showed me how to tie my shoes. And when you have somebody like me show you how to podcast, it's super easy. And then you'll be just in the same way that I can tie my shoes in the dark, you can podcast in the dark. So step one. Now, a lot of these I've talked about on previous episodes. This is the first episode, and it's going to be a little longer episode where I talk about here's how to do it. And some of these you can change around the order, but step one, pick your topic. You know, whatever you're going to talk about, it's something that you're going to talk about even if you've had a really bad day. And this is where everybody talks about the passion, you know. But whatever it is, talk about, you know, you have to pick a topic. What are you going to talk about? And in some cases, that topic may be everything. I'm going to talk about everything. Okay. But you have to figure out, what am I going to talk about? Step two is to decide, are you going to do a podcast as a solo person, which is what I'm doing right now, or do you have a co-host? And then if you are going to have a co-host, figure out who owns the name. You know, what if Ernie and Bert have the Ernie and Bert show and Bert quits? Is it still the Ernie and Bert podcast? You know, nail down all those details so you can quit thinking about this as a potential business and just focus on making a good content. So step one, pick your topic. Step three, decide, are you flying solo or do you have co-hosts? Step three, how will you podcast? Are you going to be going mobile? Are you going to be recording things on the road? If so, you're going to need a portable recorder. Are you going to be doing interviews? If so, you're going to need a Skype account. Will your co-host, if you have one, are they going to be with you? Are you going to mix in music while you podcast? Are you going to do things? That's called live podcasting in my book, you know, where you're mixing in the music as you record it. Or are you going to do things in post-production? I do things in post-production. Doesn't mean that's the right way. It means that's the way I do it. And that's the way a lot of people do it. But you can, you know, kind of podcast live and mix in your music as you do it. Step four, where are you going to podcast? You know, do you have a quiet room in your house, or will you be taking your portable recorder and sitting in your car? That kind of thing. So how will you podcast? Where will you podcast? Step five, pick the name of your podcast. And when picking a name, make sure that number one, the website is available. So whatever the name of the show is, see if the name of the show.com is available. If it's not available, try tagging the word show or radio at the end of it. So I've told this story before. I had a podcast at one point called The Dates from Hell Show, and datesfromhell.com was taken. Dates from Hell Show was available. Also, make sure it's easy to say. I've said this before. I used to call my coaching service Podcast Fast Pass. People couldn't understand it, and I had to over-enunciate. Make sure it looks right. So if you have, you know, I have a client that was going to do evangelize every day. Well, if you write that out, you have two E's in the middle. Or make sure if it's a podcast called Time to Pray, make sure you buy both domain names, Time T-O Pray and Time the number 2 Pray. So try to avoid having numbers in the name like 2 and 4, things like that. Make sure that your podcast name is obvious. You know, the Music News Podcast is obvious what that's about. I've said, The Morning Announcements is a horrible name. Nobody knows that's about podcasting. That's why the full name is The School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. And typically, inside jokes don't work. So now that you've picked, you know, how you're going to podcast, where you're going to podcast, now what are you going to call your podcast? Next thing you need, obviously, if you're going to do a podcast, you need some hardware. And I know it would be great if podcasting was free, but you didn't complain when you put out $400 for an Xbox with a Kinect system. So I'm not sure why people complain so much about that. Keep in mind, you don't have to spend $1,000. Now, it will make you sound better, but for starting out, it's really not necessary. So here's an example of a starter package. A Shure SM58 microphone is $99. You can get a Behringer mixer for $62. You can get a microphone cable for $15, headphones for $25, a mic stand for $25. A cable to go from your mixer to your portable recorder. I recommend the Roland RO5 portable recorder with the power adapter that goes for about $230. And a windscreen for your microphone is about $5. Now, if you're a solo podcaster, that's $464. And I know that's not cheap, but it does allow you to reach the world. Like I said, that's about the price of an Xbox with a Kinect system. Now, if you don't do the portable recorder, don't recommend that, but I realize sometimes you got to start someplace and you could record directly into your computer. I'm just telling you up front, you're going to lose an episode eventually. That would be $234 to start versus $464. So that would be about how much it's going to cost. If you want to order some podcast equipment, email me, davidschoolofpodcasting.com. We can talk about what you want, what you need, and get that ordered for you. Number seven, you're going to need some software. There are free options available here. You know, Mac people might use GarageBand. I actually would recommend Audacity. GarageBand is kind of confusing because when you pick the podcast option, it kind of predetermines what are on the tracks and people think you need to follow that. It really doesn't matter. But so there's GarageBand, there's Audacity, which works on the Mac and the PC. If I'm on a PC, there are a couple options. Sony Acid, if you're on a tight budget, is only $45, and it's a great piece of software. I've mentioned Hindenburg Journalist is really cool, especially if you're doing interviews. Great software. That goes for about $99. Then steps 8 through 11 are all about your website. So step 8 would be purchasing your web host, and you can see my favorite web host by going to schoolofpodcasting.com/hosting. I like them because, A, their support is great, and you don't have to order a year in advance. You can go month by month. So now you've got web hosting. Step 9 would be to install WordPress. WordPress is free. Oh, by the way, the web hosting, $7 a month. $7 a month, that's it. So then you'll install WordPress. This is a free software that makes it easy to manage your website. And so you'll install WordPress, then you'll go through and remove all the default stuff like the Hello World post, easy for me to say. And you can start adding your content. Step 10 would be installing the PowerPress plugin that makes podcasting super easy on WordPress. So steps 8 through 11, again, purchase web hosting, install WordPress, and install PowerPress. And WordPress and PowerPress are free. Your web host is going to cost you $7 a month to reach the world, by the way. Step 11, make your website look good. Now, I use Thesis for many of my websites. You can buy a single website license for $87. If you want, you can purchase a version of this through me for $45, but you won't have access to any support from Thesis. You basically have to go through me for everything. So that is an alternative. But the alternative, if you want your website to look good for free, there are these things are called themes. Think of them as kind of clothes for your website. And there are free ones that look really, really good. The bad news is finding them may take a long, long time. So for me, I would rather spend the money once, and just have a completely customizable, easy to navigate website. And for that, I use a theme called Thesis. You can find that at schoolofpodcasting.com/thesis. So we've got our website. We've got it looking good. The other thing you're going to need, and this is where I think about it, you might want to put this as 11 and then the other ones after this. You might want to do this one first. And that is, again, your domain name. This is $12 a year. And you can check to see, we talked about getting your podcast name, and you want to make sure the website is available. If you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/domain check, you can put your podcast name in there, and it will let you know if the website is available. If it is available, buy it. But you're definitely going to need a domain name. You're going to need some graphics. You need a 600 by 600 piece of album art, and that's to show up in iTunes as well as in your MP3 file. This can go from a range of pricing, as low as $50 all the way up. If you go to a podcast album art, my buddy Daniel Lewis charges more than that. We'll just put it that way. But he does great work. So it's a gamut, anywhere from $50 to, you know, close to $200 for graphics. But that's you need them, because that many times is your first impression. You need an intro, and that can be some music. So if you're, again, looking for free music, you can go to musicalley.com. Again, you're in a needle in a haystack kind of scenario. There's a lot of music over there. There's also a lot of bad music over there. But you can, if you go to the instrumental section, you could probably find something there. Or for $8, you can go to schoolpodcasting.com/free music. There's some royalty-free music, and it's actually all pretty decent. And they call it free, but you end up paying $8 for shipping. So it's kind of a misquote there, but that's where I get a lot of my stuff. So you've got your website down now. You've got your intro music. You've got your graphics. You've got your domain name. Now you need a place. You've got a place for your website, and you've got that going. You need a place for your media, whether it be an audio, a video, or a PDF, because that's the three things you can podcast. It can be audio, video, or PDF. So for media hosting, there's two options that I recommend. One is Libsyn. That's Libsyn, stands for Liberated Syndication. And the month I'm using, the package I'm using right now is the $15 month one. So that's the one I use. There's also Blueberry. It's blubrry.com. Todd Cochran and the boys over there, and you can get by for $20 a month. They both have pros and cons. I've talked about that in previous episodes, but just so you know, you're going to be spending somewhere between $15 and $20 a month, and you need a media host. Can you put files on your website? We've talked about that before. You can. You're going to shoot yourself in the foot. So when you say, can I host my files on my website, I simply hear that in my head as, can I shoot myself in the foot? You can. I'm not sure why you would. 16, organize your content. So now that you have a place to put your podcast, and you have a website, and you have software to record it, you need to plan your episode. So these can come from your life experiences. This could be you talking about something you read on the internet. It could be whatever you want. Welcome to podcasting, as you have complete control over your content. And I've noticed that the content that I consume when I used to watch TV, it typically made me laugh, cry, think, grown, or it entertained me, or it educated me. But your content should move people in one way or another. 17, finally, press the record button and record your content. And again, I recommend recording into a portable recorder. That's why I don't like USB microphones. They force you to record directly into the computer, and inevitably that will crash and you'll lose it. But there are many people that record directly into your computer. I prefer to record into a portable recorder, which is what I'm doing right now. 18, edit your content. Now, as I said before, you are in control here, so you decide how much editing, if any, you do. I will say this, everybody, and I mean everybody, hates the sound of their voice the first time they play back a recording. And if I make a mistake in recording, I pause for 10 seconds, and then I say whatever I was supposed to say, hopefully correctly, and this makes editing really easy because I can see where I made mistakes. 19, assemble your episode. So now I've recorded my content, I'm going to put the music at the beginning of it, and I'm going to put my outro at the end and any kind of transitions. If you're new to the show, if you listen to past episodes, I usually have music transition come in about a minute before that segment is over. So if you're not interested in that segment, you can just fast forward, and when you hear music come up, you know it's time to stop and the next segment is going to start. So you assemble your podcast, you mix it down as an MP3 file. Then you add ID3 tags. And I know that sounds extremely jargonish. You're like, ID who? But ID3 tags are information that are stored inside your media file. So for instance, if you play this podcast on an iPod or on Windows Media Player, you'll see a little image show up. That's inside the MP3 file. It's called an ID3 tag. Now that your file is done and you've got the tags inside the file, you upload it to your media host. And it's a lot like attaching a file and email. You just log into your media host and you click on a button and then you point to the file and you click on upload, and that's basically it. While that's uploading, I go over and start writing my show notes. So I go back to my website, I say I want to make a new post, and I type typically a paragraph or two. I've read different articles that say to get any kind of serious Google juice, it should be at least 300 words. Sometimes I have 300 words, sometimes I don't. Then, once you're done with your show notes, your media file should be done uploading, and you just go back over to that. It'll give you an address to where your MP3 file is or your video file is or whatever it is. Copy that, and you paste it into your post, and then step 24 is click publish, and congratulations, your podcast is now online. I was very happy yesterday. I actually was there with somebody, and I walked her through a lot of this process, and she was so excited when she hit publish, and I said, now click on the button at the top. There's your website. And she said, she sent me an email later and said, you know, I just kept going back to my website and hitting play. And I couldn't believe that it was actually there. So it was really fun to be there for the official launch. Now, how do you get into iTunes? Well, that's step 25. You're going to have to set up these special tags for iTunes. There's two ways to do this. One is using a free service called feedburner.com. And another one, again, is that PowerPress plugin that I talked about in previous steps. I use FeedBurner simply because I have had situations where I've moved podcasts from one server to another or things like that. That's just my preference. They're both free, but you need to put in these tags for iTunes. And you're going to put in things like your graphic that we got. You're going to put in that. You're going to put in a description. You're going to pick what category the podcast exists in, things like that. So you set that up. And then step 26, probably one of the most important steps, especially when it comes to iTunes, check your feed validity. If you go to feedvalidator.org, you put in your feed, and if you've used FeedBurner, you'd put in your FeedBurner feed, and you say, hey, check this. And it will say, hopefully, at the top, your feed is valid. Now, if it has a couple of errors underneath that, that's okay. You don't like errors, but you can see if there's anything to fix. But as long as it says your feed is valid, you're good to go. If it says this feed is not valid, do not, and by that I mean do not submit it to iTunes, because you will shoot your foot off. Okay? So, okay, my phone's on. Hence, step 26 and a half, silence your phone. Speaking of editing, I'm going to leave that in there. Welcome to the real world. Step 27. Submit your podcast to iTunes. So now that you've checked that it's valid, you've got these iTunes tags in there, You go into iTunes, you click on the iTunes store, you click on the podcast section, and you'll see on the right-hand side a button that says submit your podcast to iTunes. You copy and paste your RSS feed into that, and you look at that screen when it comes up. Don't get crazy here, but look at it, read it, make sure the image is there, make sure the description has no typos. And when you click on submit, in anywhere from a day, the person I was helping with yesterday, she's already in iTunes today. It was really, really fast. But I've had it almost take 2 weeks. So those are the 27 steps-ish that it takes to create a podcast. I say ish because some people don't do post-production, some people don't do editing, but roughly, you know, that's why when I talk to people about starting a podcast, their eyes roll in the back of their head because they're like, what? iTunes tag graphic who? JPEG? RSS? What? Validating? Huh? And I realize that's why I have step-by-step tutorials that'll walk you through this. But it does sound overwhelming. Now, I asked the question again, if you had to tell somebody how to tie your shoes, you know, you grab the string, you hold it near the end, then you go down about 6 inches and you make a loop. And then with your left hand, you wrap the other string around the loop and then you pull the loop through the other loop and you spin it all around and that's what it's all about, right? No, it's horrible to try to explain to somebody how to tie your shoes. But if you have somebody show you, it's a piece of cake. Now, once it's in iTunes, you're like, oh, do I have to do those 27 steps again? No. All you do is you organize your episode content, you record it, you edit / tag it. So if you don't do editing, you still have to do your ID3 tags. You assemble it if you're doing post-production. You upload it. You write your show notes. You copy and paste the media URL and you click publish. It's 8 steps. Once you get past the first 27. So I realize that when you first hear this and you're like, sounds really overwhelming and it's new to you and you're like, I don't know anything about that. What? It's okay. That's normal. And I'm telling you that people who have waded through the waters of podcasting through those first 27 steps, when they get to the other side, go, whoo! And then they just go on from there. So that's what you have to do to get it going. And you know, you can do that in a day, you can do that in a week, you can do it in a month. It's up to you. Again, if you want to order some equipment, you can email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. Give me your phone number. We'll give you a call. If you're looking for a web host, again, go to schoolofpodcasting.com/hosting. But those are the 27 steps to get you to iTunes. Now, if you don't want to do those 27 steps, well, there's two ways to get through those. Number one, you can sign up at the School of Podcasting. That'll walk you through the whole thing. There's a section in the School of Podcasting now. If you're a member, log in. You'll see there's a section there about planning your podcast that walks you through the who, what, why, when, where of podcasting. And then there's a step-by-step section you can go through that'll just walk you through the whole thing. You can do that, or you can hire me. You can go out to theschoolofpodcasting.com, click on consulting and hire me, and I will basically build the car for you. And then you can just pick up where you do the 8-step approach and just skip the 27. So if you're ready to start a podcast, that would be a great time to do it, because here in Ohio, it's starting to get cold. And I don't know if you realize this or not, podcasting is kind of a winter sport because more people are inside. They're not going out, at least on the East Coast, they're not, because the snow's going to start flying and we're going to be staying inside, because who wants to go out when it's minus 15 and you got 4 feet of snow? We'll stay inside and we'll play on the computer. And so numbers typically, for me at least, go up a little bit. So now would be a great time to get involved, so that when, why not kick off 2012 with a brand new podcast? And I'm here to help you with that. So again, our website is schoolofpodcasting.com. My email address is dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. And you can call in your comments, 888-563-3228. Thanks again to Fred Castaneda from strugglingentrepreneur.com for his last 5 and 5. If you got one, be sure and call it in. Or if you're a podcaster, you know, record it and send me the MP3 file. That would be great. And we will see you again real soon with another episode with some clips from PodCamp Cincy. are going to be in the next one, as well as answering your questions. Had some great questions come in via email. Those will be coming up in future shows as well. And until next week, class is dismissed.